So, do you remember being a shy kid? Do you remember what that was about?
I remember... It was that classic scenario where, like, you know, the lunch hour comes and you don't know who to sit with, and, like, you kind of sit by yourself at the at the school table, and you kind of walk through the halls with your head down and looking at the ground because you don't want to make eye contact with people, because either you don't want to start a conversation with anyone or you don't want to get bullied or you want to get pushed into a locker, and so you just really kind of go inside yourself and I remember it very clearly, and there are times, like, you know, as an adult, like, either I'm around kids that age or, like, I remember being, this is a funny story. I was on a subway. I was living in New York at the time, and I was living in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, which is, you know, they also call it live or die Bed-Stuy. It was, you know, very, it hadn't gentrified yet. It's sort of gentrified now, but it was a rough area.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was living there by myself because that's the only place I could afford to live. And I was on the A train coming home, and a whole bunch of – it was the hour that kids got off of school, and a whole bunch of, like, teenagers got onto the subway. And I was, like, right back there. I did not want to look at anyone. I didn't want them to, like, know who I was. I didn't want them to, like – find out that, like, I was, you know, having a bad day. Like, I just feel, like, so vulnerable and raw. And so I'm looking down, and then – there's, you know, the point where, like, on the train where, like, all the white people get off, and then I still have, like, three more stops to go. And these kids, it was an urban school, and a lot of these kids were, like, looking at me like, oh, white boy missed a stop, you know, and here I am going, like, into the deep part of the hood, so to speak. And we get off at Nostrand Avenue is my stop, and I'm sort of snake my way through this pack of teenagers.
Right.
And as I'm leaving, one of the girls says to me, goodbye, Opie.
Oh.
And the doors, right before the subway doors shut, I it was one of those rare moments where you say the exact right thing at the exact right time. As the doors were shutting, I said, goodbye, Moesha. And then I just heard her say, like, oh, no, he did. And then the doors were shut.
Oh, my God.
And I was so proud of myself and also so terrified that the doors were going to open up again and she was going to come and get me.
Oh, my God, Jesse. Touché.